You do not have to take out paper or pencil, but we're going to have a pop quiz today. Don't you love him? I used to love pop quizzes in school. You know that's a story. I hated them. I never was ready for them. But I'm going to give you a pop quiz today to see how good you were listening last Sunday, okay? What is the name of the prayer that I'm going to talk about next Sunday that brings all this prayer business together? What is the name of that prayer? Oh, right, the Papa Prayer, right. Next Sunday, the PA Prayer, the Papa Prayer, which will bring us transformational, face-to-face, close relationship with God praying into focus, hopefully. So that's next week. Somebody was listening. That's good. Question number two. What is Project 300 on August? Let me, first of all, who's going to be with us August the 21st? Let me tell you, we are so blessed. They have got another big hit now called Power, doing real well on the chart about the power of resurrection. And this is about their sixth or seventh song they've charted, and they're coming to us for a love offering. We are incredibly blessed that they do that. Got brand new transportation now, but we want to be real good to them when they come. Now, question number three, what does Project 300 mean? 300 people. How many think we can do that? Come on, folks. Are we the negatives? Is this Bethlehem Negative Church? You mean we can't get 300 people here? We can do it. What is God? A can-do for can't-dos. You're going to get me preaching here now. We can get 300 people here. We can do it. Well, some of the folks are going on vacation, and we're not planning on being there. You've got a telephone. You've got a map. You can invite someone to church that Sunday, and we can do it. We can get 300 people here. This is one of the wishes I've wanted all my life, and you know my time is fading away, and I'm getting older, but I would love to see before my time was up 300 people here for a singing. We can do it. I've even got some people leaving their church to come, but don't tell nobody. Don't tell the preacher especially. We can do it. So let's try this again. How many of you think we can get 300 people here that Sunday? Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, you're supposed to say, we can do it. We can do it. And we're going to do it. We're going to have 300 people here that Sunday. If not, I'm going down here and drag three or four houses up in our yard and get them in here. We can do it. And it's going to be a great concert. Personally, in my opinion, they are the best group we have ever had here at Bethlehem. And they're just from Greensboro. And they are doing wonderful. And they, many of you have become Facebook friends with them. And that's wonderful. They love that. So let's remember them. And let's really work hard and get 300 people here that Sunday. This is the day before July the 4th. This is also Communion Sunday. And I studied this week basically on, what can I do to bring Communion and July the 4th together, which is tomorrow? And somehow as I was reading a book on praying and trying to get things kind of summed up as we're wrapping up our prayer series, we have about two or three more sermons. I read a chapter on the goodness of God, and it was so good. It did not attempt to answer some of the sticky questions, and I know some of you know there are sticky questions. Some people will if God is good, why are people going through bad things and this and that? And there are some sticky questions and difficult questions. I kind of look at that this way. This is a very simplistic answer, but we see the things that are happening bad in this world, and that began because man disobeyed God. I mean, that's the simple answer. And bad things are going to happen. But there are many good things that happen that we forget about. And I tried to narrow it down to say there was eight goodness things that were listed. And I said, what two stand out in our minds as two of the things that God has been so good to us as a nation and as Christians? Now, as Matt said, very, very good that he said it. We don't worship our nation. We worship God who's blessed our nation, but God first and foremost. But there are two words that stand out in my mind that shows the goodness of God to this nation. One of them is the word patience. Patience. God has been incredibly patient with us, hasn't he? Not only as a nation, but as human beings. I mean, you know, when I pray sometimes, I pray, oh, I want this prayer answered right away, God. I want it happening today or tomorrow. And it doesn't happen today or tomorrow, and I get so upset. But you know what happens when it does happen? God's incredible timing was exactly right, and what my incredible timing would have been was exactly wrong. God is patient with us. When we do things that are not good, that are not right, He's patient with us. He works with us to get us on the right path. So He is incredibly patient with human beings. He has been incredibly patient to us as a nation. Let me ask you something. If somebody had made you feel unwelcomed, unliked, unloved, not wanted, trying to legislate you out of every form of life in America, saying, we don't need you anymore, God. In essence, that's what they're saying. And this is getting worse, my friends, a lot worse. And if they had, you know, just basically slapped you in the face a number of times, you know, how patient would you be? Now, I got a feeling that me, I would fly off the handle. I would fly. I'm going to tell you something. I would fly off. I'm back here, but I didn't leave you. I'm working my way toward the back, though. But, you know, God has been so patient with this day that we're still here right now. It's evidence of His patience. I mean, all He's got to do is, you know, say the word. But He is patient with us, more patient than I ever thought. You know, I like it back here.
I do too.
I believe you could almost get away with sleeping back here. Okay, let me come back up front. Some of those up front might want to sleep. But God has been so patient with us as a nation. And I wonder how much longer He's going to do it. How much longer is He going to do it? Bob brought up a good point a while ago. We have freedoms, but I'm telling you something. They're being washed down the drain quickly. And I see so much evidence of socialism happening to this nation. And for some reason, the Christians are just apathetic. They're just letting it go on and not demanding as they should. One good thing happened the other week. For some crazy reason, which shows the trend this nation is going in, and it's a crazy reason. NBC had a Pledge of Allegiance on a golf program. What was the big golf tournament the other week? Wasn't it a big golf tournament? NBC had it, and they had the Pledge of Allegiance recited by some kids, and they edited out "Under God" in that. They edited out. Nobody will ever notice. Boy, their switchboard was flooded. Thank you, God, some Christians couldn't take that. They shouldn't have, and we shouldn't have. And NBC offered an apology. We're so sorry. And here is this great, intelligent, very, very smart kind of thinking of NBC. I mean, this takes a lot of intelligence. Here's what they say. Well, we didn't think it would offend anybody. Now, is that not smart? Is that not really smart? The Christians, it offended, and it should. And they apologize for it. But you're going to see more and more things happening like that. They don't want "Under God" in that Pledge of Allegiance anyway for a lot of the people in this country today. And as Matt said, people overseas are concerned about us. God is incredibly patient with us to put up with things like that. And then, of course, the economy. The economist that I look to and respect greatly are saying we are just about this close to financial collapse. Now, that may not scare you, and you know, maybe you think it'll be all right. Go to the debt clock on your computer and watch that thing rolling. It's rolling faster than miles on my car. It is just going like that. Somebody's going to have to pay it somewhere down the line. My friends, there's a lot of problems going on, and a lot of this stuff could be taken care of if we were serious and we're serious about loving our nation. But, my friends, God is incredibly patient with us. Which leads me to point number two, pardon. Pardon. It has to go from patience to pardon. Why is he being patient with us? He's given us time to accept his pardon. He died on the cross of Calvary for each of us. He was raised from the dead. He lives forevermore and has given us that promise for each of us. This forgiveness is available, as Matt said, to the entire world, but especially here to the United States of America. That's why he's incredibly patient. He's giving us a chance. Get out the word. Here's the salvation. It's yours for the asking. I gave my life for you. Please accept this pardon. You know, I think about David. David, you know what he did? David, you know, a man after God's own heart, he murdered somebody. If you put somebody on the front line of a battle and know it's a tough battle, you know, you put them out there to get killed. That's not all. He had adultery, committed adultery, and had an illegitimate child. And it was almost a year before he repented of this, almost a year. But then he writes over and over in the writings after that of God's incredible pardon, grace, and mercy. And so I think God is being patient. His ways and my ways and his thoughts and my thoughts are certainly not alike, because he's offering us pardon. But I don't know how much longer that's going to be. I see the signs happening. If you don't look right now at Israel and see what all is happening over there, there is a great sign of Christ coming again. All the things that are going on there. And I'm highly disturbed. I don't like the attitude that much of our nation has, especially in high places, toward Israel right now. Israel's not perfect. No, they're not perfect. They do many things that make mistakes. But they are God's people, and I think we ought to pray for them and love them. And right now, I don't like the stance we're taking toward them, although I like the person they've got in leadership right now. I think he's real good. But God is so incredibly patient with us to pardon us. How much longer? I don't know. You know how quick that could happen? Just like that. So because of God's patience and because of his pardon, we come to this table today to do what? To pray a prayer of thanksgiving to him for those two attributes. Now, there are many more, but those two especially stand out to me right now. God, thank you for your incredible patience. God, thank you for your incredible pardon. We don't deserve it, but he has offered it to us. Think about these things today. And see if you don't see the same things going on. And be grateful that God is incredibly patient and has pardoned you. If you haven't received his pardon, this altar is open. We'll make room for you if you'd like to come and give your life to Jesus Christ today. Because that's what it's all about.